Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Drum and Drummer, a podcast focused on drums, drumming and drummers. I'm George Pickering and that's Ben Winty, and we are both professional drummers in this business we call music. So stick around and join us as we pass the time whilst trying to stay in time.
People use hard case wherever they are in the world. They're not just users, they're part of our family. Because without them, we wouldn't be here.
4, 3, 2, 1. It's Drum and Drummer.
Is that it? I think you hyped that up a bit too much.
No, that's not the bit. That's not the bit.
Oh, is that not the intro?
No. Okay. No, listen. Yes.
Well, you said I've got a really good intro. Yes, and just count it down. Not even from five.
No, because 4/4 is more common.
Well, it is in the drumming community, which we are in.
Yes, as much as people try and say we're not.
Who's saying we're not? Beyond.
No one says that, but, you know, I think people just go, really? Really? Why don't you get a proper job?
No. Why don't you get a job, George? No, I work. Anyway, what is this intro, if that wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll just check in, George. Are you well? Let's get that nicety out of the way.
Yes. Oh, is that not part of it?
Nope.
I thought you were going to be like, are you well?
Rude.
Because I'm feeling a bit hard. Hard-cased or something.
No. You ready?
No.
Are you ready? This is great. I'd like you to meet Hercules.
Oh my god, wow,
this is Hercules.
Okay, for the listeners, we do have a guest today, by the way, but for the listeners, Ben has acquired a tortoise.
Here's a tortoise. Here's a Horsfield tortoise.
What the fuck? Where did you get that?
Just found him.
Found him on the streets of Hilsey.
Look at him.
Oh wow.
Now, here's a tortoise.
That's a big tortoise.
No, he's quite small, really.
Yeah.
But one thing you may know about tortoises is they have a hard case.
Fucking hell. Did you buy a tortoise just for that opening line?
I really want to answer yes to that question. I'm going to put Hercules down now so he can go
Fucking
off and
hell. Hercules.
Have a little run around.
Jesus wept. That's the best intro we've ever done.
He has a hard case. He has a shell. It protects him.
Oh, my
God. That is what we're talking about today.
You did press record, right? Because we're never matching again.
Yeah. We've got Dave on from Hard Case.
Oh.
Many of you will know Hard Case as one of the leading drum case brands and manufacturers. George still can't get over the fact that...
That is so much to unpack.
I brought a tortoise in. Not that I brought him in, but here he is.
Dave from Hardcase.
Yeah. You're a Hardcase user.
I am,
I'm a Hardcase user. Most drummers out there will know of Hardcase. And so we thought we'd go and get the goss.
Well, should we say we met his son at the UK Drum Show. He was the person we spoke to. When there was a hard case stand, and I think we mention it a lot on the episode, but we, as other people might assume, we thought hard case was a big, you know, Maybe an American big, company. Just yeah, a big brand, company no, that, you know.
Big faceless
yeah,
part of capitalism.
Out, yeah, churn out cases by the bucket load every day from some factory somewhere. But no, as we'll find out, it's 17 people met, in Sheffield.
Yeah, he went, oh, it's
Chesfield.
Family business. Speak to my dad. Like,
yeah, yeah, that was it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I remember the line exactly. I said, do you want to be on the pod? And he said, yeah, it'll be me or me dad. And I was like, amazing. You know, it's not talk to our CEO. It's me or me dad, which, you know, family-run company. Let's just dive in. Because
we'll dive straight in. Yeah, really great chat.
Lovely chat.
Great to find out more about Matt Hardcase. So strap yourselves in. Does that work?
Good. Yeah, that was good.
I don't know.
Yeah. Keep it in.
Here we go.
So how's things going? All right?
Yeah, you? Good day?
Yeah. It's just turning a bit cold now, but been a bright day, which makes a bloody change, really.
Whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Chesterfield in Derbyshire.
Oh, amazing. My family's from that way. Tupton.
Oh, whereabouts?
Place called Tupton. I don't know.
Oh, that's stone's away from here, Tupton. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, if you go and pick up the A61, going to Sheffield, we're north of Sheffield, north of Chesterfield, we're about 7 miles from Sheffield, Menahead, really.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're on the industrial estate. You come through the other side of Chesterfield, we're on the industrial estate. So, Tupton is like 6-7 minutes drive from here.
It's
so
close,
it's,
isn't it? Yeah, I know Chesterfield to a point, you know, the warped spire and everything, you know.
Oh, yeah, the famous Crooked Spire, yeah. That's yeah. There's been some tales of that over the years, I'll tell you.
I need to see this Crooked Spire.
Yeah. thanks for doing this, by the way. Much
appreciated. That's all right. No problem at all. I think he was at the show last year. I think you met Tom, my son, who does the sales, and he said that you guys had been in touch, you know, and he said he was going to get, you know, probably would be interested in doing something. So, yeah, always open for anything like this, mate, honestly. Really, no problem at all.
Well, we just thought it was interesting. I mean, it's, you know, it's, we didn't, I think Ben and I were saying this when we were at the show, we didn't realize it was such a family-owned brand, I guess, you know.
Well, it's always been that way. I mean, I'm not the original owner. I've been here for 21 years. But the original business was started by another chap. If I go back slightly, the business as a whole was started by two other guys using rotational molding technology. And you'll be familiar with some of their products, because they're still going. They're in the yard opposite us. We share the same yard still.
All right.
But they make, like, you know, your yellow grip salt bins at the side of the road where they carry all the... Well, that's usually made by a company called Amber Plastics, which was the original holding company for Hardcase. Yeah. If you go down to like in a petrol station and then a forecourt, you've got like a sign that's usually flapping in the wind. It says a meal deal. It's got a bottle of Coke, bag of crisps, and a snack bar, you know, deal. The plastic unit that holds it to the floor, that's made across the yard.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like mobile homes, like Swift Caravans, Bailey Caravans, Avondale Caravans, all their waste and fresh water tanks are made by Amber across the yard.
Wow. So how did you come to take over then?
Well, good story, yeah. well, Hardcase started in 92, just as a brand under the Amber Plastics emblem. But then we fast became obvious that they got something that was unique to the drum market. All he got was basically LeBlond, the old carbon, you know, the fiberboard boxes and stuff like this, and obviously you got soft bags and stuff like that. But most drummers, myself included, because I've been a working drummer all my life, you know, they wrap them in blankets or, you know, you just, you know, pillowcases and stuff like that. And Derek, who was one of the owners, who was his baby. Said, you know, what else can we do with this technology? And after a marketing, so like Synopsis came about, Music Industry was the one that was came to light, because we can make cylinders very easily. So that was 92. So we skip forward to sort of like 2015, 2016, and Derek was ready to retire. The other business partner already retired anyway, Richard. So Derek was now the sole owner of both operations. And Hardcase had grown. We became a limited company in 2005, and it's just grown and grown and grown to the point where we were independent and a separate company than Amber Plastics. So, they say Derek was looking to retire. He promised his wife that he was going to retire by the time he was 65. Well, that didn't happen. So, in a nutshell, he decided to sell the Amber business first because that was the bigger of the two. So, the sales manager for the Amber division was given the opportunity to buy the company, and him and his wife did. So, that left little old Hardcase at the back of the yard, because we still sat in the same yard. And Derek said to me, he said, look, Dave, he says, nobody knows me now. You know, you're the face of Hardcase. You have been for the past, sort of, like, you know, 15, 16 years or so. Would you be interested? Because none of my family are bothered about taking the business on. And, well, what an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been a working drummer all my life. Never really had the opportunity to go pro, but was it something I really wanted to do going pro? I don't know, really. I mean, I'm an all right sort of drummer, but I'm nothing. I'm not a Vinicaluter or one of these sort of guys, you know, Benny Greb or anything like that. But I enjoyed playing drums. But this was, and I thought, well, I've enjoyed being the sales side of the operation, met loads of people, lots of friends in the industry, lots of retail partners, lots of distribution partners, brought ideas to the table. So I was not only a kit player, I was an ex-marching band player as well. So I enhanced the marching band range quite considerably. It was myself that really developed the colours that is available now. We were working with backline companies and people like Cy J's at London Drum Company and stuff like this for storing artist kits in. So I've dribbled on here, but the answer to your question was that Derek said, look, would you be interested? And I said to Anna, I said, look, my wife, I said, it's a no-brainer, really, isn't it? You know, I mean, I live around the corner. I work in the industry. I play the drums. What an opportunity. I've got NAFL qualifications. You know, that's all I've ever done, really. I worked in shipping for about 15 years. That's the only really qualification I've got. I was an export manager. And took it on.
When I first got into drumming, you know, and seeing the Hardcase brand, it just seemed so synonymous with drums,
you know, up there with other big names.
Yeah, you're and, right. Yeah.
And so I think, as George mentioned earlier, like, you just have in your head that it's a big, possibly even like American company, like a, and then, yeah, when we met at the show and it was like, oh no, it's just like quite a small team in North England.
Yeah.
But providing essentially the world with drum cases. I mean, how long were you there when that sort of expansion into the world kind of happened?
No, I didn't start until 2003. So the brand was launched in 1992, albeit in a very, very basic format. You probably remember the old design, which was like the flat lid design with the old gold webbing that went all the way around. We called it the old spider's web legs because it was really long. So when that was launched, say 92, it was taken to NAM, and they said, "Wow, this is great! You know, we love this." So Derek and Richard realized that they'd got something that was worth, you know, going with. So we ran that to about 99, 2000, and obviously, because Hardcase had developed on end user feedback, you know, and we without you as end players, we wouldn't have a product, because Hardcase being developed by people saying, well, what about this? What about that? You know, talking to the dealers.
What are some of the significant things that, because for me, like Hardcase, it appears like the foundation of it got it so right that any tweaks are kind of seem quite small. They just look the same. It's not to say they are. But what are some of those suggestions or changes that Hardcase has made over the years that are seen as kind of big improvements?
Yeah, good questions. Probably the biggest one was the stacking feature.
Yeah.
So what's 1999, 2000, with Derek and the guys realized that what can we do to change it? So one was the stacking feature. The second one was get rid of the long straps and of the short straps, relocate where all the handles are, start to put wheels on products, And that was it. The biggest one was the stacking feature. But they also redesigned it slightly. So the older cases are much more circular, whereas the current specification is more like a D shape. Because if you invert the cases the other way around, look at the lid. The lid's slightly bigger at the back end on the two radii. They're vents to allow the case lid to slide on and off. Whereas the original design didn't. It's like a cause of vacuum.
Right. Yeah,
so these are all some of the points that were helped to. But it came from you know, you guys, the end users, said, look, we need to do this. What about this? What about that? And it was all brought together. And, you know, I believe hard case is about the end user. We're trying to provide a product that serves a purpose, is user-friendly, cost-effective, but reliable. And that's why it all came about. So, yes, I would say they're probably the main points, Ben, that, you know, to answer your question, mate.
I mean, wheels are just... I'd be lost without wheels on a symbol case now.
Yeah. So well, as you know, the original symbol case was only a 20-inch symbol case and it didn't have wheels.
Mm.
And so we then looked at, well, what do we do? Let's try to expand the range. So we brought in the 22-inch symbol case, the 9-sim. And then from that, we thought, well, we had people who had asked us about, what about a Paiste 24-inch ride? And one or two other companies, Zildjian had done one, because I think I ended up speaking to Tina Clark when she worked for Zildjian years ago. They were looking for a case for a 24-inch ride symbol. Nobody did one. It was either a soft bag or you made your own case. So we just replicated the 9-sim and just made it bigger. Mm. And that was, again, from end users and dealers and other manufacturers saying, why don't you do one of these? You know, we thought, wow, yeah, why not? We've got the technology to do it. We'll do it. Yeah, so, but wheels was a godsend. One of the best ones about wheels, just digress slightly, you know, the 28-inch hardware case. Are you familiar with the small hardware case that we do? The 28x10x10. Very popular case. But it was one of the only hardware cases we didn't have wheels on. We thought, well, it's too small. So we thought, well, oh, bugger it, we'll have a look at it. We'll put wheels on. It's probably one of the best sellers we've ever done, just because we put the wheels on it. Made such a difference. So, yeah, it's just we're grateful for people to give us feedback. Some of it's not always positive, but there again, it's not a bad thing, because you learn from it, don't you, really? And that's the important thing.
Has there been anything else from, like, drum shell manufacturers, where, like, Tom mounts or anything, where you thought, like, oh, this doesn't fit now, we maybe have to slightly adjust, or do you try and be very universal in mind?
Well, the thing about hard case, Ben, is that the products are all generic. I mean, we would love to have had, you know, a set of molds that made Yamaha drums, and some that would suit Tama drums, and then some that would suit Ludwigs and Premiers and Gretsch, and then there's all the custom build stuff as well. So, like, yeah, you know, your Highwoods, your Jalapenos, the plethora of drums are out there, because the market's changed so much. The only way we could do that was by having generic products, especially on the drum cases. So it is a bit of a quite a controversy with some people. Your cases are too big, but we haven't got the luxury of having all these different molds, you know. And so that's why the cases are designed to cover something like, you know, the DW have the larger wing nuts on their photon brackets and stuff like that. Pearl Optimounts on the smaller drum cases, you know, they're quite bulky. The thing that we tend to say to people is, if you've got something like a RIMS mount system, so something like a Gauka RIM, Ludwig Vibraband, Tama Starcast mount, drum sizes between 8 and 13 go to the next size case up. But if you're something like a Pearl Optimount, Yes Mounts, TARS from Sona, the normal standard size cases will do the job perfectly well, because they've been designed to be slightly oversized across the board to allow, I won't say every drum brand, because somebody's going to question me and they say, well, you've said everyone's going to do that. So the majority, let's err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
That we try to be, you know, offer a product that will cater for 99.9% of the brands that are out in the marketplace. A lot of people, which I love to show people around. So if you're ever in the area, you must come and see us. You're always welcome. We get the kettle on, we'll have a biscuit, and we'll talk, whatever. You're always welcome. Anybody's welcome. But we get a lot of dealers coming now, and we have some distributors coming and artists coming in. They think the first thing they say was, "Well, how small is the factory?" And that's how you make hard case. And that's really quite humbling, because they think we're a massive operation. We're made in China, we're made in in Central Europe. We're not. It's everything you see from hard case comes out of this factory in Chesterfield, and it has done for the past 30 years.
Yeah, I think that it still blew my mind at the drum show. It's great. I'd love to come up and visit.
More than welcome, mate. Anytime. Any, both of you, more than welcome.
Thank you.
So with the manufacturing of the case, so can you sort of explain to us like what material is used and why that material, and then how that is then shaped and things?
Well, you've got various forms of plastic molding. You can have an injection molding, which doesn't suit our nature, because it's designed for something like pen tops or plastic cases and stuff like that. They'll churn out thousands in several minutes, So we don't use injection molding. You've got your ABS or your vac form, which is your sheet form, which you press. A bit like guitar cases, they're pressed. We use rotational molding and we use polyethylene. You've got polyethylene and you've got polyprop. Polyprop is what you would see go to B&Q or on DIY store, and you have a plastic case. You put your kids' toys in or your store books in or whatever. Great, brilliant. I've got loads at home. The trouble is you bang it on a corner and it breaks. Whereas with polyethylene, it's the molecular structure of it is more pliable. It's got strength, but you can actually mold it into various shapes and forms quite easily. And it's made of powder. Wow. So we have a steel tool, which has a lid and a base. And the lead obviously is slightly bigger because that's what slides down the body when you cut it in half. So each case has a set amount of powder. So for instance, like a 14 scenario, something like 2.8 kilos of powder. So you take the lid off, you put your powder in, you clamp it down, you have to vent it because it's polyethylene, because it's petroleum byproduct. So if you don't vent it, it'll explode and it starts to heat. We have these tools strapped to the arms of the machine. It's a gas oven and it just shuttles backwards and forwards every day. And the cycle, the arms rotate, but rotate very, very slowly. It's like they're on a double axis. You've got a table going one way and the boom's going the opposite direction. And what happens is, imagine your Kenwood mixer in your kitchen, which you've got your flour in it, in a mixing bowl. It just starts to coat it. And as it starts to melt, it starts to stick to the inside of the case. Rough cycle time is about 30 minutes to cook. We then have to then cool it because it gets to about 230 degrees C, so you can't touch it because it melts. But as it's starting to cool, we use cool air to cool. We can't use water because all the tools are steel, you see. So cool air, cycle about 18, 20 minutes. While that's cooling down, the other arm, we've got two arms, that's been remolded and built up again. Repeat the process. And then so like half an hour, you've got a plastic shell.
Wow. How long in total with adding all the like handles and badging and stuff, how long does it take to make a snare case?
A snare case, probably from putting the powder in, letting it cool, cutting it, putting all the fittings on, pads, badges, polish, box, about an hour.
Wow.
Nice. How many cases can you have going at the same time? How many in the molds?
Normally, we would be operating on a two-shift system. We're still coming out of the COVID scenario. We're on a slightly shorter production time at the moment. But we can do, on an average, between 150 and 175 cases a day. Pre-COVID, we were doing something like 30,000 cases per annum. And we're now up to about 26 at the moment.
That's a lot.
And I keep thinking, where do they all go?
Yeah.
Where do they all go? But
I've got some.
Yeah, I've got some. But do you know what? This is what Ben and I were talking about with Hardcase, because we were saying, because it's such a good brand, I've had Hardcase stuff for years, as has Ben. Sort of like, we almost questioned, well, how are they still in business? Because you just buy something once and then you never have to buy it again.
Like, yeah, you're a victim of your own success.
Because it's so good. It's never like, oh, that symbol case will break in 6 months. It's like, right, I've bought that and that's fine for life, maybe.
That's the question that I get asked a lot of times, you know, and you have to think, well, where do they go? But... We, as I said a bit earlier, we do a heck of a lot of work with backline companies who are always changing their inventory. You know, the lab kits for several years. Obviously, after several tours, they get battered or whatever, and they probably just job them out and move them on. And they tend to move on with the cases, so they'll just replenish the case stock with the new kits. For us, many drummers have got a couple of kits. You know, my one in a studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got two kits. I mean, I've got my working kit, and I've got one which is my best kit. It's my Sonder Vintage, you know, and that's probably never really, really going to see much work because it's a great kit and it's a lovely kit, and I've never been able to get one before, so I've got one now. But I've also got a working kit and an SJC which I use all the time, both in hard case. So some drummers, I've got two or three kits. Backline companies, we do a heck of a lot of work with. Probably you guys could answer that, but where all these drum cases go, I just don't know. But I'm not complaining. I feel incredibly privileged and honoured to be in the helm of, you know, such a strong brand. Mm. It's British, which is great, you know, and we're loved globally. Wow, I feel very lucky, very, very lucky.
Do you think, I'll try and get this question in.
I realise I'm really dark. Like,
yeah, I know, it has got dark.
And I think I could turn my living room light on, but it goes red. So I can just change. I was like, I just look really dark. Hang on a second.
You did light up red at one point.
I thought you had got sort of suntan machines on you there.
Yeah.
Ben, I could change the colour of the light on my phone.
Hey, that's better. You can see you now, mate. You look, yeah.
Yeah, it can shine on the head now. Yeah,
I go this way. A little bit more light.
The sun was like beaming in nicely about half an hour ago.
It's gone dark now. Yeah, it's going dark now. Yeah. So you were saying, George? You were asking.
Right. Let's see if I can get this question in before Ben cuts me off. I'm only joking. No, I was going to say. Do you think it's due to? I mean, Hardcase is such an iconic brand and such a staple amongst drummers and people in the industry. Do you think that's what allows you to take risks with, I guess, the colours and different things? Because you sort of know that the brand is there. So you sort of go, if we try it this weird colour and it doesn't work, it's okay. Because
No, I don't think we take risks. I think we try to listen to what people have to say first. We've learned some very hard lessons over the years. And if I just tell you a quick story, you say to people about hard cases and they say, right, drum cases. But we had, back in the early 2000s, people kept saying to us, why do you do guitar cases? Because we had a small range of amp cases when we first started, which is still mothballed at the moment. And we thought, we're fighting with soft bag manufacturers, and you've obviously got people like Fender and Gibson do their own cases. Why would they want a hard case? But people said, oh, we love this, you know, it's strong, it's reliable, it's lightweight, impact resistant. So we took the gamble. This is where we did take a gamble, and we decided to go for three cases. One was based around a Fender Strat, one was around a Fender Jazz Precision bass, and then the third one was a Arch Neck electroacoustic or a Gretsch, you know, or a Gibson Country Gent, something like that. So we got these lovely rectangular cases, nice, lightweight, impact resistant. What do we do inside to make it universal for people to try and fit different brands in these three products? And we were looking at injection water jetted foams. We looked at bean bags. We looked at all sorts of different internal components. And we took them to the Messi show, took them to the NAMM show. And we're very conscious of price. Price is very important to us. And we took them to the shows and they all went, love these, they're too expensive. And we said, excuse me, and we said, well, they're not much more expensive than a hardware case or something like that. Yeah, but we want them a softback price. He says, well, it's never going to happen. You know, that is never going to happen. You know, because we have to invest in the tooling. I mean, tooling for us can be anything from £5,000 to £30,000. Depends on what size the tool is. You know, these cases, we're looking at retailing them at around about, I think it's around about 150. Too expensive. What price do you want? We wanted for £60. He said, you haven't got a prayer. It cost the £60 of the component parts inside that case, but without the plastic. So, well, again, we were sat having a beer one day to show. I remember where it was. And Derek said, what are we going to do about these guitar cases, Dave? I said, well, if I put a drummer's hat on now and you said to me hard case, first thing I say is drum cases. And he went, yeah. So we ended up scrapping the whole lot. They just sent it to the scrapyard. And we said, lesson learned. Stick to doing what you do best. Mm. Don't try to interfere with other people's side of the operation. You know, because we had people say to us, why do you do a softback version? Why do we want to do that for when we got Dino down the road? You've got the head cases. We're not going to get any more business. We let's do what we do best, and that's make a rigid case that people know and trust. They recognise the name for what it is. And that's what we did.
Speaking of their the strength of the cases, like is there a testing process?
Yes, we use, this is very simple and a very crude way of testing it actually. It's an impact test. It's basically we have a weighted spike which is dropped from a certain height, and if that spike penetrates the case is no good. If it just dents the case, we're on to a winner.
How far do you drop it from?
Now you're asking me. I can't remember now. I think it's between 5 and 6 foot, something like that. So it's a fair old weight, and it's weighted. Because it's like anything, any product you buy is prone to some sort of damage, whether you drop a laptop, you drop your phone, you're going to crack your screen, you know, you drop a cup, more likely you're going to break the handle off it. You know, and that's why we don't give 100% guarantee, because you and I know that in the industry, it only takes some road crew to throw something and they're not bothered. What's important is that the instrument inside is safe. And if the case gets all the damage and is knackered, it's done its job. It's worth replacing, because the instrument inside is protected. And I remember once the guys at one of the music stores down in London who are no longer with us, they took a lot of hard case. They had the studios and they were more color coded, and they did great sales. They did orchestral stuff. They did kit work, touring bands, and they sent us a video once of them on the top of their building with a hard case and a soft case. I'm not saying what name it is, but it was just a soft bag and a hard case, and they got both have got Pearl Toms or something like that in them. Only export. But, you know, decent kit, you know. And they just dropped them about 30 foot. And the hard case was scratched. And I think one of the clasps got cracked. But the drum inside was okay. The latter one, the drum had become oval. So, you know, these products got a place in the market. It's got its own niche. It depends on what you want to do with it and how you look after it. But, so that's how we test. We have an impact test, and plus over the years we've learned how to get the right amount of powder to make sure that the case is strong enough. Because if it's too thick, it becomes too heavy, and it just renders it useless. So we can have it too thin, where it's paper thin, doesn't have any impact protection whatsoever. You can hit it, waste of time. So again, over the years we've realised how much powder we need to put in each product. We're going to make sure they test it, and the rest is history. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you think you've arrived now at a place where you've got the product? I mean, how much is going to change? Are there ideas of, I mean, you've done the wheel. It's hard to top wheels.
We've got some other ideas in the pipeline. Yeah, we're always looking at, listen to what end users say. Can you change that? Can you change this? Sometimes we can't change it because experience, and I don't mean this in a derogatory manner, but it's for some one person's personal choice. We have to think about the bigger picture. How is it going to impact the general end user? Mm-hmm. And as much as we'd love to be able to say, yeah, we'll do that for you, there's only so much time we can do because we've only got so many members of staff, we've only got so many time, you know, hours in the day to do stuff. But yeah, we've got some products in the pipeline which we wanted to launch before COVID happened. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we realised that we had to suspend those and get ourselves back into a strong position and make sure the company could survive. Because we was touch and go whether we would have survived, you know, financially. And it's every day is still a challenge. But I think we've come through the worst of it, I hope. Famous last words, touch wood. So hopefully 2024, 2025, we'll get back to a better position where we were from an economical point of view, and then we can start thinking, right, well, we're going to start to bring in more wicked drip feed, because the toms and the snares and the cymbals and the bass drums, they're all, there's not much else we can do with them. They're there. Mm. They're industry standard. What we can try and do is enhance the range by bringing different products in, removing something that doesn't work, or what can we do different with that? Do we bring more colours in? Do we reduce the colours? Do we just do something else? Do we change the handles? I don't know. Every day, you know, something gets thrown up at us and we have to try and think, what can we do to make it work? Because how much is it going to cost us for a start, you know? But yeah. That's what we always say when we have a change of a product. We tend to talk to the dealers and the artists and say, right, kick them around for a couple of months, see what you think, tell us what you think. Can we do something a bit better? Are you happy with that? And yeah, that's how we work it.
Am I right in saying that the foam lining cases, that only the coloured cases have the full lining?
That is correct, yes, yes. We, as you can imagine, the logistically, internally, you have to get different codes and you have to, because we have to have barcodes and everything now. time restraints, because lining a case can be quite a lengthy process. So that's one of the projects that we're looking at, is to, we always said that we keep the corporate brand with the gold straps and the pads until we change it to the black. So there was a change there. And the colours are available with the pads or the fully foam lining on the drums. One of the projects we were looking at is, do we just open it up across the whole range? But the impact on that is obviously getting the materials, because it's going to increase exponentially than what's available. Do we change the codes? Do we do this? So again, it's something that's on the project list to do. As I said a few moments ago, the key at the moment is getting the company strong before we start to think about making those sort of changes. But that is something that we are very much looking forward to bringing to the table. And so it's an option for the, across the board.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I've got the granite snare, yes, snare, yeah, case. So I've got fully lined, and then I've got rack toms and an older snare case with the gold straps, which are just the pads. Yes. And I've just seen, like, when shopping, because I've just bought some new snares recently, and this is a genuine statement. You know, they're very valuable. The only thing I put them in is a hard case.
Well, I'm very honoured that you do that, mate. Yeah, thank you for your support. We're very humbled by that.
And I just noticed that, like, oh yeah, the coloured ones have a sort of fully foamed, and I just wondered if there was a reason, and you know, and you've answered.
Yeah, well,
that,
I say, yeah, initially it was to keep the corporate brand, was to have it, so that was how Hardcase started. We kept the corporate brand as the pads, the blank with the gold. But I say, since we took the business on, we decided to, the badges have changed slightly. If you look at the badges now, the product code badge on the side is now a Union Jack, but in the black with the gold. So the black lining, we've done a few testers and see how it's gone down. Some people said, no, we prefer the black. We were thinking, well, okay, that's good feedback, but we know a lot of people would like the black with the fully line. So it's just trying to source and work out what's better and when to take it forward. But we've got to get ourselves back to pre-COVID level before we can make any major, because that is a major change for us. You know, and as much as we want to do it, we've got to think about this seriously, because if we go charging like a bull in a china shop, it could potentially bite us on the backside. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's something that we are looking to do, you know, definitely.
I wanted to let you know that I've got another use for one of your cases, if anyone out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to play a wedding, and we were doing an acoustic set in the afternoon, where I normally sit on and play a cajon.
Yes.
And I forgot my cajon for this particular gig.
Right.
No time to go back and get it. And I thought, I've got the double kick pedal case. So I just turned that up on its side.
Yeah.
I sat on it, stuck a 57 behind it, and played that.
Excellent.
Sounded fine.
Well, if you check the YouTube out, there's been a couple of guys that we've supported over the years. Because I've got memory like a sieve, who actually recorded themselves playing the cases set up as a kit.
All right.
And wow, brilliant, absolutely fantastic, you know. But I remember many, many moons ago, we used to have a kit in the colours to the exhibitions. So we had, in fact, we still got the case in the factory, but they're all been dismantled now. We had a 5-piece setup, so we had a 10 and a 12 rack tom, 16 floor, 22 bass, and 14 snare. And we had the 6, 8, 6, 9, and 12 sim on stands. And we cut a 14 snare drum down to make a pair of hi-hats. And we had people, we had a metal plate bolted to the bass drum, and people were coming to play the kit on the stands. The only funny thing is we got the wrong stand, and they weren't strong enough. They kept collapsing, so I think. So a little lesson there, really. Should have got some double brace stuff, really. Yeah, but we that's been done. But yeah, that's great. You would put that on video, put it onto the YouTube. And,
yeah, well, it really got me out of a sticky situation. I was like, this is pretty much the shape of a cajon.
And, yeah, well, I remember,
you know, it's background music anyway, but
yeah.
It withstood on its end my weight
for an hour sat on it. That is an endorsement because I'm not the lightest chap. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, well, I remember the mate of mine, Bob from Barnsley, and I think he was on a gig once, and he put his head, his bass head through, because he's a bit of a cheap bugger. He should have changed his head many years ago, but that's another story. He'll probably give me a rat rocketing for telling that. and he swapped his bass drum for the bass drum case, and he put it past it. He got his pedal to it, and he did the gig. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Fantastic.
That's how hard wearing they are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. It's great. It's good to know that you use the product, and you know, thank you very much for your support. We appreciate it.
No, honestly, I just, that's the go-to for, especially for snares for me. You know, I definitely want to, so I've just got some more, and I want to get cases for those. And actually the colour selection is like,
right.
Yeah, I definitely want to have, you know, blue for this one and the yellow for this one and stuff. So yeah, snares for me. I've got the hardware and Tomcat, yeah. That's, yeah, but I just, it's just a go-to for me, especially for the, you know, the real.
Well, the main thing is that if the case is doing the job, they're protecting your gear, give the cases as much boost as possible. That's what it's all about. And that's what we you know, that's what we're there for, you know, and that's why we have a warranty as well. You know, I mean, the warranty, people ask me about the warranty, you know, the warranty is against the shell, not against the peripherals, because they're just going to get damaged anyway, but that's why we have a spare store. But we're always, you know, we're always there that if somebody says that they're not happy with something working properly, whatever it is, just talk to us. We will do everything we can to make sure that you don't lose faith in our products. Because again, I'm a working drummer, you know, and the last thing I want is anything to be letting me down, even on my drums. You know, you got to have good gear. It'll support you. Especially if you're a working musician, that is your livelihood. You've got to make sure that it's protected and it's looked after, and your confidence in what you're using. So we always say to people, don't send us a horrible, nasty email. Just talk to us properly, and we'll do everything we can to help you. We're not monsters, you know. We're here to help, you know, because it's all part and parcel of the. It's not about selling a product; it's about what comes with it at the same time, you know. So like we're having a chat now. It's nothing better than somebody can ring up and say, "Look, I've got a problem. What do you think we can do about it?" And we'll do whatever we can to help resolve the problem. And that's what it's about. It's about being. People use hard case wherever they are in the world. They're not just users; they're part of our family. Because without them, we won't be here. Simple as that.
That's great. Great attitude, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
I think it's important.
I think maybe people don't realise I don't know, maybe people think you're such a big company and they have bad experiences with huge companies that they maybe don't feel...
Yeah, exactly.
You're approachable in that way. But even I was the other week down Graham Russell and...
Oh, yeah, Graham, yeah.
You know, and... Cause he's going to come on the show soon, right. You know, and he said, "Oh, who have you got coming up?" I said, "Oh, we've got Dave from Parking." He said, "Oh, yeah, love Dave. Yeah, he's such a great chat." And you're just instantly, you're like, and I'm thinking, like, this is like the hard case guy. And he's just, you know, again, thanks so much for coming on here. But it is that.
Well, it's always nice to talk, as I said to you a few months ago. And talking is so important, you know, and we're people, you know, it's important that we do talk to people, and that's how we find out what people think about the product, whether they think we're crap or they think we're good. It doesn't matter. You know, I'd rather people be honest with this, because we'll be honest back. Because
what's the funniest sort of thing someone's complained about?
Oh, God, blimey. That's trying to think. I know over the years when I've been at the shows, I've had people literally come up to my face and say, "Why should I buy your product and not a soft bag product?" And I went, "Well, let's take a step back first. Let's start again." And so, well, why are you being, firstly, why are you being controversial? Why are you looking for a row? Because I want to know this. I'm spending a lot of money. I said, "Well, can I ask you a question?" And they'll say, why are you asking me a question? I said, "All right, I'll ask you a question. What are your circumstances?" And they'll go, you know, the old motorboat scenario. "What do you mean, my circumstances?" "Well, just bear with me. I said, right, I'm a working drummer. Now, I've got two kids, I was working for many years, 6-7 nights a week. Obviously, I don't do that now because of hard case of priority. But I said, right, what are your circumstances? Do you play a regular touring band? Or are you a little, like, once a month player who's got a small car and plays at the local pub? And they said, well, why do you need to know? I said, well, just answer the question. So, well, I play like 6-7 nights a week. I'm in a club band. I do the working men's clubs or whatever. And we share a van. I said, well, what else is in the van? Well, we've got amps. We've got maybe a lighting truss and some whatever. I said, well, no respect to the bad guys, but what happens if it suddenly breaks and it all goes forward? And what's going to happen? Oh, yeah, it's a good chance that my Gretsch broadcaster might get a crack at it. I said, I'm not saying it will do, but it's just an observation. Then the other guys will say, like, well, I only play once a month and I'm a little jazzer and I've just got a little mini. I said, well, why even bother entertaining a hard case? One, you can't get in your car. There's no point, you know. I mean, and they said, well, are you doing yourself a disservice? I said, no. I said, what do you want? The idea is making sure that you get what suits you, what's right for you. And if we can help you do that, we've achieved our goal. Because you'll then think, well, hard case were really helpful. That's all I wanted. I just want some helpful answers. So wind your neck in. Don't have a go at me. This is what we do. That's what the other guys do. You know, what sort of drums do you do? Do you want an expensive kit or do you want a cheaper budget kit? It's whatever suits your purposes. You know, and some people can be a bit controversial. So maybe it's not a funny one, but that's sometimes I've had that quite a lot over the years. But trying to think of a funny one. Yeah, I've had ones where some people have sent photographs and they've had people inside the 52-inch hardware case fast asleep. I think that's great, that is. That's brilliant. You know, Fred Bloggs is having a sleep. Why? He's just doing a 3-hour gig and he's knackered, so he's fell asleep with the hardware box. So I just put a lid down and lay off some shut eye for half an hour. Great stuff.
Well, I might know the answer to this already, but I'm going to ask you our last question, Dave, which is, who is your favourite delivery company?
Oh, my God. That's a $1 million question. Us, when we hire our own van to deliver it, because I tell you what, sometimes it just leaves a lot to be desired. It really does. I'm trying not to incriminate myself here because they might be watching or listening.
Well, you don't have to say the name, but have there been any bad stories to do with deliveries then?
Oh yes, we had one just before Christmas with a very, very well-known brand of delivery company, and we've used them for many, many years, and just of late they seem to have had quite a large turnover in staff for whatever reason. I don't particularly want to know. But all I'm bothered about is that they come and pick up from us when they say they're going to do it and they deliver it properly so the customers get the goods. And this particular day, as I mentioned before, we share the same site as Amber Plastics. So we're not on the main road, we're at the back of the yard, but we've got big signs at the front that says hard case this way, whatever. When you put the sat nav code in, it takes you to the road, the opposite side of the street, which is a bit of a pain in the backside, but not to worry. And 9 times out of 10, most drivers will find us. But this particular day, this guy obviously must have got out the wrong side of bed and had his Weetabix, whatever, I don't know, maybe not a cup of tea or he was busing for a slash, I don't know. And he came into the office. We've got a big sign on the door that says, goods in, press the bell and somebody will come and help you. He came to the office and he opens the door and says, I can't find you. What are you going to do about this? And he was really rude to one of the staff members. Now, I don't normally get ratty with anybody. I try not to. And I thought, I ain't putting up with this. I went to the factory and I said, excuse me, if you're going to come to this place and have an attitude, I'd rather you not bother coming. He just started putting the parcels on the back of the wagon. He took them off and he said, you can get stuffed and drove off. So I rang the office and I said, look, you know, I've had a bit of a set to. I said, but I'm now having this guy talking to the staff. He's never been since, but they came back the same day and picked it up for us. So there you go.
That's really might be a silly question. No. If you're sending out a case, do you need to box it up? I mean, it's
I do.
Yeah, we box everything.
I mean, you do, but I mean,
yes, yeah.
It seems like, well, it's pretty well.
Yeah, it's why are you boxing a protective case? That's a good idea. Best way to answer that one, mate, is that like you, if you went to a certain electrical store and you wanted to buy a TV, it would come in a box. Because if you didn't deliver it, it would be scratched to hell, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's exactly the same for hard case. You know, we know it's the cases are designed obviously to take a battering, but you want to make sure that they get to the end user in a polished state and they're all nice and clean and whatever. And so yes, we do box everything, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's not a daft question. It's a great question, mate. Honestly, it's...
Where's best for people to find out about hard case?
For us, best thing for us, what we've ever done is set up an Instagram and Facebook scenario. And obviously we've got the new website, which we launched in August, September last year. We've still got some work to do on it, but that's just check the socials out. Check the socials out. I mean, in the UK, we've got something like 80 plus active accounts. That's including some studios and some backline companies. And internationally, we're available through a distribution network of around about 35 agents, and we're available in about 40 plus countries.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest export? Where do you export to the most? Do you think?
The biggest one, our biggest distributor is Meinl.
Okay.
They are a real force to be reckoned with. We're fortunate because Meinl distribute throughout most of Europe. Hoshino, you know, the Tama guys, Hoshino Gaki. Well, Hoshino distribute through the Benelux region in Italy for us, and in all of North America and Canada. Yamaha distribute hard case in Japan. So how ironic is that, that we're actually with these major drum companies or percussion brands that look after us, internationally. And throughout Scandinavia, we've got EM Nordic, they've been with us such a long time. They are real good friends, you know, long-standing. They deal with all the major brands. And in France, we've got a company called Psycho, which are big distributors for Tama and Meinl cymbals. Where else are we? An Australian Electro Factory. Again, they deal with the whole of the Australian market for us, and they have done for about 20-plus years.
And it all comes from near Chesterfield, isn't it?
I mean, that's why we feel like it's
still not sinking in. Do you know what I mean?
You're up there with Yamaha and all these.
Yeah, but... Yamaha just sent that here, and we got this, and you're like, yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. Still blows my mind, but it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, if you come to the factory, which you must do, come in. I think you'll go away and you'll go, well, I never realised, and that's what we get. That's the reaction we get with a lot of people. Because every case is handmade as well, by the way. Every single product is handmade. So there's two guys on the processing plant, there's two guys on the finishing plant, the finishing tables, there's two guys in the dispatch. We've got two finishing bays, and so but there's 10 people in the factory. Yeah, and split over shifts. So everything's done handmade. Every single product. People think we just shell them out like peas, you know, like injection molding we talked about at the beginning of the meeting. But no, everything is handmade. And I think that's why we got the quality, because each one of those guys is a quality manager. When you go to a shop, what are you buying? Well, for us, for the dealers, we want them to be, it's wanted to be a sell and forget product. They don't have to worry about it because they've got other things bigger, like the $5,000 DW or whatever, and yeah, that's their bread and butter. We're just an accessory, you know, and it's just there to make sure that they don't have to worry about it.
Well, awesome. It's a bloody good accessory. So thanks.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Yeah,
thanks so much for your time, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, no, it's a pleasure, lads. And you know, come and see us. We're back in Liverpool again, so we're buying a coffee.
Yeah.
We'll see you next. All right. So, cool.
Yeah, we will do. Yeah. Factory,
give us a shout anytime.
Definitely.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. That was good, wasn't it? Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Still
what a lovely bloke.
Still laughing about the tortoise. Great bloke. Yeah.
still, as I said, blows my mind that it's just some guys in Chesterfield just making all them, hand-making all those cases, because they're just everywhere, aren't they? Like, you know, a brand as, in my mind, synonymous with drumming as Pearl, Mapex, Zildjian, Sabian. In the case world, hard case.
They're just
one of the big boys, you know?
They are. And I think it's funny, isn't it? Because if you think about drum brands, you know, whether it's shells or cymbals or anything, there can be rivalry. There can be, all get this kit is better than that make. You know, there can be, everyone has their preferences. But I do feel hard case is, it's just in a, it's in a realm of its own, isn't it? You know, and it's if you, whatever you play.
I'll sum it up for you, George. I can sum it up.
Yeah, please.
If you want a case that's hard,
yeah,
you can fill the rest in yourself.
Yeah, you can.
Hard case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Job done.
Yeah.
And I genuinely am a hard case user. I genuinely have hard cases.
Mm.
And I genuinely do. That's what I want to put my, protect my snares with.
Mm. And I think that's why it worked. He kept talking about how it was generic, or perhaps they have to make each one the same just so it works, and you know, there can be a bit of backlash from people saying, well, this is too big or whatever, but it's like, but that is why it works so well, I think, because you know exactly what you're getting. I think that's sort of what I mean as well. There's a lot of, there can be a lot of perhaps risk in, oh, if buy this symbol, but, and what if it doesn't work with my sound, or what if this doesn't work, or what if this, this isn't what I'm looking for. But
universality, is that a word? Don't know.
Yeah.
But like, whatever shells, if you've got a 12-inch rack tom, whatever kit it is, it's going in a 12-inch hard case.
Exactly.
And the beauty as well, not, you know, when you're buying a soft bag, you have to buy the depth as well.
Mm.
Whereas hard cases, you know, a snare case, doesn't matter if it's a 5-inch or a 7-inch.
Exactly.
The case is gonna, it's gonna adjust, isn't it?
Anyway. Exactly.
But yeah, lovely chat. And I really want us to go up. You know, that'd be a great little trip.
Well, yeah, as
we need to do a northern tour.
That's because that's, we're going to see Eddie.
Yeah, go see Eddie
from BDC. Do BDC. Yep. Do, I mean, because it's all up north.
Go not even case.
North. I mean, is it the north or is it Midlands, Chesterfield? That's the ongoing. It's north to us. It's very much north to us.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Winchester's north to me.
Yeah, Petersfield is north for us. But
we could do a little northern tour, yeah.
I think we should, yeah.
All happens in the north, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Just go and see everyone.
This happens in the south.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing the work up north. We're just talking about it.
It and our feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, have a good week, everybody. And, get in touch.
Yep.
The usual methods.
Yeah, you know.
Just follow the links and all that shit. Easy.
Link tree, baby.
Link tree. Click on the tree. Find the branch you wanna try. Something like that. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Drum and Drummer. You can find us on Instagram at Drum and Drummer Podcast. And you can send us an email to drumanddrummerpod@gmail.com. Remember, just pick up the sticks and twat it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.